today, but that's all in the past.
I always said that it was too good to last.
That is fantastic. Tapping away here like a good, and that is Dave Sherriff with Heart and Flowers, and we had another track from Dave, Backstreet Boogie. Now I'm joined on the line by the man himself, Dave Sherriff. He's going to be performing at the Stunning Queen's Theatre on the 20th of September. And good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Oh, I tell you what, I was playing tap, 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 foot was going.
Good time music, you know, we just have a lot of fun.
It's fabulous. Thank you very much for joining us. I know you're in rehearsals at the moment, and you're going to be at the Queen's Theatre on the 20th of September together with the Together Band, performing a mix of country music and popular songs, and also performing as the fabulous Carol Gordon as well.
Yes, yeah, I do a duo gigs together. I'm primarily a solo artist, singer, songwriter.
Yeah.
But we get together with Carol every now and again and do a duet. And on the Hornchurch show, we've got the Together Band as well, so we've got the full quota of musicians on there.
And before we talk about the gig you've got coming up on the 20th, what is your earliest musical memory? What do you remember from being a child of hearing that you music that you kind of went, ooh?
Well, I've grown up with the Beatles and Rolling Stones and stuff like that, you know. Yeah. I mean, I'm a 60s child, so we've been right through the mill. I turned professional in the business in 1972. And since then I've been doing a lot of singing, songwriting, and really travel the world. I was very fortunate with a song called Red Hot Salsa, which I wrote for the line dance market back in the late 80s.
Yep.
As a result of that, we travelled the world. We've gone Australia, New Zealand, and all mainland Europe, Singapore. That's the background, really.
And how many instruments do you play?
Well, I actually used to hold the record. I was on Record Breaker with Roy Castle.
Yep.
Back in the day. And at that time, I played 12 musical instruments at the same time. On the show.
Yep.
But obviously I don't play all those at the same time during a live show, because it's not a very quick show, unfortunately. But I do play during the Hornchurch show. I should play in probably about four or five instruments, play harmonica, saxophone, fiddle, guitar and keyboard, you know, with the band. So plenty to keep everybody entertained.
And when you start playing, did you actually sight read, or is it just something you picked up as a child?
I don't sight read at all. I've taught everything that I know, self-taught, and I don't read or write music, but I just know what sounds good and what doesn't, fortunately, so when other people seem to like it.
And I think sometimes when musicians play that way, they don't have as writing down notes, you actually get a different feel for the music. I think it's more expressive, and you try different things that you might not do if you're writing stuff in a formula.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, and it's the same with the instruments. You know, I tend to hear a riff in a song and on a saxophone or something, and I thought, well, I quite like that riff, and I actually bought a saxophone to play it, and I've gone from there, you know, learned how to do things myself.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do wish that I could read, really, because obviously it's the extra string to the bow, but I wouldn't say that I have done things, you know.
When you start writing a song, what do you do? Because do you start with maybe the piano or the guitar, or do you just, how does it work for you, or do you write some lyrics first?
Well, I have, you know, I just listen to what people say, and if they say a line that I think would make a right song, I just write it down for when I'm in songwriting mode. And then when I go into the studio, I have my own studio here at Telford in Shropshire, I just go into the studio either with a keyboard or guitar and kick around different tempos. It's really tempo and style driven, you know. I just mess around with different tempos, and the lines tend to fall into place with the music.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote, and do you still perform it?
Well, Best of Friends was probably one of the first songs that I wrote.
Yeah.
And I wrote that when I was on holiday, a music event over in Tenerife, or Spain, I think it was that one.
Mm.
And also I wrote a song called Playa Silencio, which was she wrote in Tenerife, and I couldn't think of what to write about. And I was looking at the map of Tenerife, and I saw something about Playa, and I saw something about Silencio, so I put them together, found out it meant a quiet beach, and I wrote a song about a quiet beach, and that was probably one of the earlier ones that I did.
Yeah, we're gonna end the interview with that one as well, funny enough. Forgot that.
Oh, are you
really?
Okay.
Yeah. And what's the best thing for you? But you've obviously played live for years. What buzz do you still get a buzz about going on stages every show just like the first?
Every time, yeah. I mean, I get a terrific buzz from playing the music, and although I probably spend more time writing than performing now, last weekend I did a fantastic gig in Belgium, which was a line dance country gig, which was probably had about 500 people there, so it was a great gig over there, and I do gigs in France. But I think probably the highlight of my career was appearing at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, which I did back in the year 2000. Mm. And I've recorded four albums in Nashville. The last track, You Fade Hearts and Flowers, was actually a track from one of the albums in Nashville, featuring the legendary Jordanaires and the very distinctive vocal style, of course, of the Jordanaires. They used to do backup vocals with Elvis, of course, so I was very fortunate to work with them, because there's only one of those guys still alive. They were legends, you know. But that was probably the highlight of my career, being invited to play on the Grand Ole Opry by the late, great Mr. Porter Wagoner. And that's on YouTube for everybody to see now. Just type in Dave Sheriff Grand Ole Opry, and you'll see the late, great Porter Wagoner introduce me on stage at the Opry to sing.
I was going to ask you, actually, about singers, alive or dead. If you could work with anybody, if you could do a duet tomorrow with somebody, who would it be and why?
I think, you know, the classics like George Jones or even Porter. I was very fortunate to be able to do a duet with Porter Wagoner, and Porter goes back. Of course, he was probably responsible for discovering Dolly Parton. Mm. I think I was very fortunate to be able to do that. So I have actually fulfilled a lot of my ambitions. But of course, we do very good duet work with myself and Carol. Carol's a great singer, as probably some of your listeners have seen the Voice of the Heart Karen Carpenter show. She's very good at that sort of thing, and also the Forever in Blue Jeans, which has also been at the Queen's Theatre, I think, show with the rock and roll and all that sort of 60s stuff. Mm. Very good singer, and together we make a pretty good noise, I think.
Well, tell us about the Together band. Who else is it? Who will else be on stage with you on the night?
Carol, of course, plays keyboards and guitar as I do. Mm. We have the Ace pedal steel and guitarist Derek Philby from Nottingham. Graham Walker is actually a great guitarist, who's actually playing bass for us on this particular gig, and he's also a member of the Forever in Blue Jeans and Voice of the Heart cast as well. He does the music in the house band for that, and also Bob Pierce. Bob's been on the scene probably longer than I have. He's played with a lot of the major artists up and down the country, and you know, all over Europe as well. So, but pretty good pedigree we've got of musicians to entertain there.
Excellent. Now, it's on the Queen's Theatre, which is in Hornchurch, on Sunday the 20th of September. If you want to find out more, it's all the W's, queens-theatre.co.uk, and it's 01708 444433. And if you want to find out more about Dave, he's got his own website. It's all the W's, davesheriff.com, and you're also on Facebook, because everyone's on Facebook, and you're on Twitter too.
Yeah.
Do you tweet regularly?
Not regularly. I tend to do retweeting, like I have your tweets today. I don't enter the Twitter market much. I tend to do more on Facebook and post the songs and that sort of thing, you know.
It's good for that, isn't it? You can get your music straight out to people straight away.
Worldwide. Yeah. It's really, really great music.
Now, you mentioned earlier about this song. It's called Best of Friends. We're going to end the interview with this. I hope that it all goes well. I'm sure it'll be absolutely packed out. Queen's Theatre, I don't know if you've played there, but you know it's an amazing venue.
Yes, I've actually looked on the website. I haven't actually played there, but I mean, the song Best of Friends has become quite an anthem on the British country music circuit. A lot of the British country music fans will know the song. A lot of them choose to end their evenings with it, which I'm very proud of. So, yeah, a very good song choice to end the interview.
Oh, I'm glad I picked the right one, and I had many. Thank you very much, Dave. I hope it all goes well, and good luck with the rehearsals, and they'll see you on the 20th of September at the Queen's Theatre. And here's Dave Sheriff with Best of Friends. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. When we go away from here today,
holiday.